Wine tasters know that when one tastes wine, whether it's red or white, dry or sweet, that the longer the taste of the wine lingers on the palate, the better the wine is, and the more mature the grape is. And this is why it's difficult, a proud wine taster would say, one who is proficient, it's very difficult to become so, because so many of our tongues want a good taste to the first touch, that if it's too sweet or too dry right away, then we don't like it with wine or certainly with other foods and drinks. But that's not the intention of wine. The intention of wine over the course of history is it was first brought into culture, and certainly it would have been in Jesus' culture heavily. He was well aware of the prominence of wine in ancient Palestine, that if a wine lingers on the tongue, the better it is. And so wine tasters know you have to give it not only a few seconds, but even a few minutes between tastes to truly rate or to qualify how good a wine actually is. Now, this has great significance for this gospel because Jesus uses wine, a drink that lingers. If you look in the sanctuary, and with all due respect to St. Joseph's and to St. Patrick's and to Queen of Peace, it looks like we're still celebrating Christmas. But liturgically and theologically and traditionally, Christmas ended a week ago. Monsignor, being the brilliant man he is, knows that. But I'll be the first one, without any true encouragement from him, truth be told, I'll be the first one to defend his decision to leave the lights up just for a little bit longer. The tree's up for a few more weeks. And of course, the poinsettias, they've been taken all weekend, as the announcement will say. You're free to take one after Mass. But yesterday, before the rush of people, we had more poinsettias in this church than most floral shops do. Floral shops have kicked them out because Christmas is over. You and I have put away our trees, our lights, our garland, all in a closet. But why is it that we put away Jesus too? Have you ever noticed that in one's life, December 10th through January 5th, you will meet an extraordinary amount of happy people? Everybody's happy. They could have the worst day, but if it's December 15th, they will be smiling. Because it's Christmas. People love Christmas. But then Christmas comes to a close, and especially in this state where it's so cold in January, we have this downcast of emotion. As if the reason for the season stops being the reason come January 8th. As if the God who comes to us as a baby and grows and becomes a man who saves us and brings us to heaven becomes irrelevant. Like the rest of the 11 months, we should just be sort of angry people who aren't aware of our Savior. That idea or that attitude is foreign to saints. Certainly Christmas and Easter, the seasons of the liturgy, have their prominence. But friends, we have to remember that Jesus, like the wine he used today, doesn't go away. He should linger in our lives. Jesus, like a good wine, should linger. It wasn't by happenstance, it just wasn't because of the context of the times, that Jesus chose wine for today's gospel. The first time he's going to show people he's God, the first time the baby is born, it's Christmas. He grows old into a ripe 33 years old, and he comes out of his shell, and what does he want to tell the people? Okay, he doesn't turn three fish into 5,000. He doesn't cure somebody. He doesn't even say a mass. And really, if you take a step back, it's really not that even holy of an action. Folks, he made more wine for a wedding. Okay, the true conservatives among us and those that are prudes would say, that's terrible. So that more people could drink and get drunk? But this isn't made up. This actually happened. He made more wine. Why? Because he needed to do something that would convince the people at the wedding that he's not going anywhere. And you can believe that the head waiter and then the bridegroom and then the rest of his disciples realized we went from no wine to 6 stone water jars that aren't small. And now we have plenty. Friends, Jesus is plenty, but he doesn't go away when we put the garland away. Which is why I would support Monsignor keeping these up until May. It would help because then at least it'd be warm out, the sun would shine, and we'd have another reason to be filled with joy. But our filling of joy and satisfaction, not just an emotional happiness, but a true joy that's deep and within, must come from Jesus. This was a man who came into the world as a baby, and now that baby is already, that man already is performing miracles. And he wants to perform miracles in your life too.